要有一点另外的交通。
Before I began my sharing today, I wanted to speak some things to you.
大家都知道，主已经把我们成灵弟兄接到他那里去了。
All the brothers and sisters know that the Lord has already taken our brother Richard Chang.
在过去这么一年半多的时间，相信许多弟兄姊妹也都非常关心我们的弟兄。
In the year and a year and a half in the past, that many brothers and sisters care for brother Richard.
在星期四下午三点多一点的时候，他就安息在主的里面。
This past Thursday afternoon, about 3 something, our brother went to be with the Lord peacefully.
我相信大家都非常的关心这件事，许多弟兄姊妹心里面也在思想这些事。
I think many of you care about this matter and you are thinking about this matter.
因此早晨我想我们先来读两处的圣经。
This morning we would like to turn to 2 scriptures first.
一处是约翰福音第十四章。
One is in Gospel according to John chapter 14.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
约翰福音第十四章二十八节。
John 14, verse 28.
我们翻到了以后，请弟兄姊妹一起来读。
Let's read this verse together.
你们听见我对你们说了，
I go away
我去还要到你们这里来。
If you love me,
你们若爱我，
rejoice,
因我到父那里去，
Father,
就必喜乐，因为父是比我大的。我想要特别跟弟兄姊妹分享的就是中间的那一句话，说你们若爱我，因我到父那里去，就必喜乐。
I want to share especially with you on the phrase that says, I go, if you love me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father.
门徒是爱主的。
The disciples love the Lord.
但是他们听见主要离开的时候，他们就忧愁。
But when they heard that Jesus was about to leave them, they were sorrowful.
但是主说，你们如果爱我的话，
But Jesus told them, if you love me,
因为我到父那里去，你们就必喜乐。
You would have rejoiced because I go to the Father.
所以我们看见这里面那个门徒爱主是不成问题的。
We see here that there's no question about the love of the disciples for the Lord.
但是他们的爱就造成他们的忧愁。
But their love has caused them grief.
但是主说，如果你们知道，
But Jesus said, if you know,
我知道父那里去，
if you know that I'm going to the Father,
那你们就应当喜乐，
then you will rejoice.
所以我们看见呢，这个爱呢，可以在忧愁的里面，这个爱也可以在喜乐的里面。
So we see that this love is in grief, this love is also in rejoicing.
那怎么样能够在喜乐里面来爱呢？
How can we love our Lord with joy?
怎么样能够把门徒从忧愁里面带到那个喜乐里面呢？
How can you bring the disciples out of their grief and put them into the joy?
我们读罗马书第十五章。
We will turn to Romans 15.
罗马书第十五章第十三节。
Romans 15 verse 13.
罗马书第十五章第十三节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 13.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
大有盼望。这节圣经告诉我们，我们需要有盼望。
This verse tells us that we need to have hope.
如果我们爱一个人没有盼望的话，我们就在忧愁的里面。
If we love a person, yet without hope, we will remain in grief.
如果我们爱一个人，我们有盼望的话，我们就在喜乐的里面。
If we love a person and we have hope, then we will remain in joy.
门徒爱主耶稣。
The disciples loved the Lord Jesus.
但是他们里面没有盼望。
But they have no hope in their heart.
因此，当主要离开他们的时候，他们心里忧愁。
So when Jesus was about to leave them, they were filled with grief in their hearts.
但是主说，那个使人有盼望的神。
But the Lord tells us, may the God of hope.
要因信将诸般的喜乐和平安要充满你们的心。
F fill you with all joy and peace in believing.
要使你们借着圣灵的能力要大有盼望。
That you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
在这个盼望的里面。
And in this hope,
我们就可以为着我们的弟兄来喜乐。
We may rejoice for our brother.
就像门徒应当为主耶稣而喜乐一样。
Just like the disciple ought to rejoice for our Lord Jesus.
因为他是到父那里去了。
Because he is going to the Father.
因此应当喜乐的。
Therefore you need to rejoice.
因此今天如果神借着我们的信心把这个大的盼望摆在我们里面的话。
By believing, today God has put this great hope in us.
我们就要为陈林弟兄喜乐。
By the same, we also rejoice for Brother Richard.
但愿那个赐人有盼望的神。
May the Lord, who is the God of hope,
因着我们的信心。
Because of by our beliefs,
借着圣灵的能力。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit,
把这个盼望摆在我们众人的里面。
That he will place the same hope in all our hearts.
叫我们因此而喜乐。
So that we may all rejoice.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主我们的何等感谢赞美你
Lord we truly thank and praise you
因为你是赐人有盼望的神
And because you are the God of hope
因此早晨我们一同聚集在你的面前主我们来仰望我们的神
And this morning as we gather before you we look up to you
借着我们的信心
By our believing
借着圣灵的能力
By the great power of the Holy Spirit
把这个平安和喜乐摆在我们的心中
that you place this joy and peace in our hearts
把这个复活的盼望种在我们的里面
that you will plant the hope of resurrection in us
好叫我们里面那个忧伤能够变为喜乐
so that our grief and sorrow may turn to joy
让我们能够在人的面前在主的面前再来赞美我们的神
once again we may praise our God before man and before God
我们早晨这个时间我们再来仰望你
we look up to you this morning
求你对我们说话
may you speak to us
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray in Jesus name Amen
我记得我们上一个主日魏弟兄跟我们有一些交通
I remember last Sunday, our brother Wei had some sharing with us.
他前一次给我们交通的时候呢，交通的四点。
The previous time he fellowshiped 4 points with us.
结果呢，后面两点呢，他没有时间讲。
And he ran out of time in sharing the last 2 points.
所以呢，上个主日他的交通后面两点。
So last Sunday he made up those 2 points.
结果呢？他还有一点呢，又是没有讲完。
And again, he ran out of time for the last point.
我想呢，如果等到下次他讲的话呢，两个月以后。
I think if we wait until for him to finish that last point, it will be 2 months later.
讲到我们要跟随这个我们的这个元帅。
He was sharing to us about following the captain of the Lord's host.
就是圣灵。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
然后带领我们能够得到那个产业。
And he will lead us into obtaining, possessing our inheritance.
所以我想我今天帮他讲完算了。
So today I thought I will help him up out and finish his topic.
这样我们就不用再等两个月。
So we don't have to wait for 2 months.
在我们在这个夏令会以前呢，我们可以把这个题目呢做一个结束。
And before the summer conference, we can conclude on this topic.
好，我们先读几处圣经。
Let's turn to several scriptures.
路加福音第二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音第二十二章第二十节。
Luke 22 verse 20.
好，我们一起来念哈。
Let's read together.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是我用血所立的新约，是你们流出来的。我们读希伯来书，第八章。
We turn to Hebrews chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章
Hebrews chapter 8
我们从第七节
We will read from verse 7
读到十二节
We will read until verse 12
好我们弟兄念一节姊妹念一节
We will alternate reading between brother and sister
好我们弟兄从第七节开始
Brothers will read verse 7
那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。
For finding fault with them, he says, Behold, days are coming, says the Lord, when I will effect a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及的时候，与他们所立的约，因为他们不恒心守我的约，我也不理他们，这是主说的。
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their minds, and I will write them upon their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你们认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more.
弟兄们念得比较整齐。
The brother reads more in unison.
但是姐妹们念得比较大声。
But the sister reads louder.
各有好处。
And each have its own good.
我们读约翰福音第十六章。
We turn to John chapter 16. Verse 13.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
我们又大声又整齐。
Read in unison and loudly.
只等真理的圣灵来了。
When he, the Spirit of truth, comes,
he
will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
并且要把将来的事告诉你们。约翰福音十四章十九二十。
John 14:19-20.
好，还有不多的时候。
After a little while, the world will behold me no more, but you will behold me because I live. You shall live also. And that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。路加。约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书。
First John.
第二章第二十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 27.
好，我们一起来念。
And as for you, the anointing that you receive from him abides in you.And you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as he has taught you, you abide in him. And this morning we will share on a topic that was spoken in Luke as the new covenant in my blood.
神在离开这个世界以前与门徒中间他就设立了这样的一个约。
Before Jesus departed from this earth, he has set up this covenant with the disciples.
是用他的宝血所立的。
And he set it with his own blood.
这个新约到底是什么？
What is this new covenant?
今天与我们的生活有什么关系？
And what does this covenant has to do with our life today?
我们如果记得刚才读的希伯来书的时候，
If we remember the Hebrews that we read,
希伯来书有一个很特别的一句话。
And there's one verse that is very special in that phrase.
他说那个前约是有瑕疵的。
He says that there is some fault in the prior covenant.
到底那个新约的瑕疵在什么地方？
And what is the fault in that covenant?
为什么圣经说新约是有瑕旧旧约是有瑕疵的？
Why is that there is something wrong with the first covenant?
他说那个前约是有瑕疵的。
He said the first covenant has some fault.
那个瑕疵到底在哪里？
Where can we find that fault?
我想这个事情我们每一个人都能够有经历的。
I think we can all experience that.
就是这个前约哈。是有一个瑕疵，那个瑕疵就是我们心里面想做呢，但是我们外面呢做不出来。
And the fault is that we want to do it in our heart, yet we're unable to do it.
我想我们每一个人都有这个经历。
I think we all have that experience.
或许我们属灵的经历不很多啊。
Maybe we don't have much spiritual experiences yet.
但是我知道每一个人都有这个经历的。
Well, I know that you will all have this experience.
只要我们蒙恩得救以后。
After we're saved.
我们跟随主走在主的道路上。
We will follow the Lord and walk on His path.
我们个个人都有这个经历。
We will all share the same experience.
就是很多的那个时候我们心里面所想做的事情，我们在外面我们做不出来。
Many times, we were unable to do our heart's desire.
我记得在我第一次读到罗马书的时候。
I remember the first time I read the book of Romans.
我记得我第一次读罗马书第七章。
And I came to chapter 7.
我就读到保罗那一句话。
I read to Paul's words.
他说我立志行善由的我。
He says I'm able to determine. I know that.I have a desire to do what is good.
但是我行出来由不得我。
But I cannot carry it out.
哎呀，我说这个圣经实在是神的话。
I said truly the Bible is the word of God.
我说怎么把我这个光景写得这么清楚、啊、
Because it wrote clearly of my own conditions.
哎，我真是佩服得五体投地啊。
And I was truly, I truly think these words are good.
哎、我另一方面也觉得、哎、原来保罗也是这样
Because I discovered Paul was the same way
我心里非常的安慰啊
My heart was comforted
我说不是我啊
It is not just me
我以为是就是我这个人有点问题啊
I was the only one with such problem
为什么想做的事老是做不到呢
That I cannot carry out what I want to do in my heart
我发现原来保罗也有这个麻烦
I discovered Paul shares the same trouble
心里面呢，一方面觉得圣经实在太宝贵。
On one hand, I found out the Bible is so precious.
那一方面呢，自己也觉得说，原来世人都是这样的。
On the other hand, I discovered that this is the common problem for all the people.
不晓得今天我们当中的这个年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
I don't know about the young people that are among us today.
你们有没有这个经历?
Do you share this experience?
还是所有你们想做好的事都做到了?
Or all the good that you want to do, you're able to carry out.
每一件事情你们想做的事都做到了。
All the good things that you want to do, you're able to carry it out.
主日学的老师告诉你们应该做这个,你们都做到了。
Whatever the Sunday school teacher asks you to do, you're able to carry it out.
你的父母所说的每一句话你都能够做到。
Every word your parents have spoken,spoken to you, you're able to obey.
不晓得我们中间有没有这样的一个小朋友。
I don't know if there's anyone among you are like that.
有没有这样的一个年轻人？
Any young people among us is like that.
这样的话，我们真是要认识认识，请你多交通交通呢。
If you are like that, we want to meet you and fellowship with you.
到底这个瑕疵在哪里、啊、
Where is the fault?
是不是这个圣经有瑕疵？
Is it because there is some fault?Or blemish in the Bible?
其实不是圣经有瑕疵。
It is not.
瑕疵不在主的话上。
And the fault is not found in God's word.
瑕疵就在这里。
The fault is found in us, in me.
瑕疵在我们里头。
It's in me.
我们里头有一个瑕疵。
In me, there is a blemish.
所以虽然那个圣经说是前约的瑕疵啊。
Even though the Bible tells us it is the fault of the first covenant,
实际上那个瑕疵在我们里头。
In reality, that fault is found in me.
我们里面有一个瑕疵。
Within me, there is a fault.
所以让我们没有办法来做我们想做的事。
So that I am not able to do what I desire to do.
那个瑕疵是什么呢？
What is that fault?
因为我们没有良善。
It's because there's no good in me.
我们里面少了一个东西。
There's something lacking in my heart.
这个东西叫做良善。
And that thing is called good.
那怎么样把良善放进去呢？
How do we place that goodness in, back in my heart?
我们以为我们能够用教育把那个良善放在我们的心里嘛。
We thought that we can use education to place that goodness back into our heart.
这个良善是不能够靠这个教育来放在我们的心里面的。
But good cannot be taught through education.
越是受高等教育的人。
The higher education you receive,
越不容易里面有良善。
The more difficult for you to possess goodness.
这个婴孩呢，里面还容易有良善。
It is easier to find goodness in the heart of a babe.
等到我们受教育受到相当高的程度。
But by the time you receive higher education,
我们就发现呢，我们里面的良善呢越来越少。
You discover that you have less and less of goodness in your heart.
那我们怎么办呢？
What do we do?
如果里面没有良善的话，这个前约就有瑕疵。
If we do not have the goodness in my heart, then there is fault found in the first covenant.
因为行出来呢，由不得我。
And because I cannot do what I want to do.
所以呢，不是我的错哈。
So it is not my fault.
我做不到呢，也不是我的错。
If I can accomplish it, then it's not my fault.
因为由不得我嘛。
Because I cannot help it.
这个瑕疵怎么办？
What do we do with this fault?
我们缺少的这个良善怎么办？
What do we do with the lack of goodness?
如果你读圣经的话，圣经告诉我们什么是良善。
If you read the Bible, the Bible will tell us what is goodness.
良善就是神自己。
Goodness is God himself.
良善就是耶稣自己。
Goodness is Jesus Christ.
良善就是三而一的神。
Goodness is the triune God.
我们里面没有良善，就是我们里面没有神的生命。
There is no goodness in us because we don't have the life of goodness.
如果里面没有神的生命呢，这个前约就有瑕疵了。
If you do not have the life of God within you, then there is something wrong with the first covenant.
为着这个缘故。
For this reason.
所以耶稣要为我们立一个新约。
Jesus must establish a new covenant with us.
这个新约要来解决这个难处。
And the new covenant will resolve this difficulty.
解决我们里面没有良善的这个问题。
To resolve the issue that we do not have anything good in me.
这在希伯来书告诉我们那个新约是什么。
And Hebrews tells us what is that new covenant.
那里面有三节的圣经。
And there we find three scriptures.
如果我们仔细读那个三节的圣经的话，
If we read carefully all three verses,
这个新约有两个主要的部分。
You will find two major portions to that new covenant.
第一个部分呢，是在十二节的里面。
And the first portion is found in verse 12.
第二个部分呢，是在前面两节的里面。
And the second portion is found in verse 10 and 11.
这个头一个部分呢，这个新约就是不再纪念我们的罪愆。
And the first portion is that he will forgive, is the forgiveness of sins.
因为耶稣用他的血来洗净我们的罪。
With his precious blood, he has already cleansed our sin.
所有我们的罪都归在他的身上。
All our sins are counted on his behalf.
因此他就不再纪念我们的罪愆。
Therefore, he will no longer remember our sins.
这个是新约的一个部分就是了。
This is only part of the new covenant.
但是我们常常蒙恩得救的人呢，以为这个是新约的全部。
And for all of us who are saved, we often consider that is the complete new covenant.
当我们在纪念主的时候，在擘饼的时候。
When we are remembering our Lord before his table.
我们想到我们的主为我们舍己。
We remember him to sacrifice himself for us.
我们想到是这件事。
And we thought about this matter.
我们想到他赦免我们的罪。
We thought that he has forgiven our sins.
洗净我们的不义。
He has cleansed all our unrighteousness.
让我们能够在他的面前。
So that we're able to come before him.
这都是对的。
These are all correct.
但是这是新约里面的一部分就是。
But that is only part of the new covenant.
而且呢，实在讲起来，不是新约里面最重要的那一部分。
In reality, that is not the most important part of the new covenant.
在新约里面，那更重要的一部分呢，是这个，是第二部分。
In the most important part of the new covenant is found in the second part.
第二部分说要把这个律法要写在我们的心板上。
The second part tells us that God's law will be written in our hearts.
这是那个新约最重要的那一部分。
That's the most important part of the new covenant.
因为我们刚才说过，我们的问题的瑕疵是我们里头没有良善。
And because we just mentioned that the problem with our fault is that there is no goodness in me.
因此，这个新约要把那个良善写在我们的里面。
Therefore, the new covenant must write the law in our heart.
弟兄姊妹，这个律法呢，就是良善。
One sister, the law is good.
我们如果不认识律法，我们就不认识什么是良善。
If we do not know the law, then we will not know what is good.
这个律法就把神的良善表明出来了。
And the law has shown us the goodness of God.
因此，把律法来写在我们的心上，就是要把那个良善写在我们的里面。
So to write the law of in our hearts means to place that goodness in us.
因此在借着这新约的这两个部分呢 and, 把旧约的瑕疵就解决了。
And through the two parts in the new covenant, it resolved the fault of the first covenant.
一方面把我们以往的罪将来的罪都洗净了。
On one hand, it has washed us clean of all our sins.
但是最重要的要把我们里面那个难处就是没有良善的这个难处能够一次永远的解决。
But most important, it will resolve the issue that we have no good in me.
要把神摆在我们的心里。
And he will place God in our hearts.
讲起来是容易啊。
It is easy to talk about these.
大概五分钟就讲完了。
And I can finish this in 5 minutes.
但是这件事情怎么样实现在我们的身上？
But how can this thing to be realized in me?
这就是为什么我们要有一个救恩的元帅。
And this is the reason why we need a captain of salvation.
因为这件事情不是那么容易的。
Because this is not an easy matter.
不是一个思想上的事。
It's not something that is not a mind thing.
不是今天我们听了以后呢，我们明白了这件事就成就在我们身上。
It's not that if you heard these words today and understood it, and it will be done in you.
这件事呢需要有师父的。
And in this thing, we need to find a teacher.
就好像你要学做衣服，你要有一个师父来教你的。
If you want to learn to sew, you need to have a teacher to teach you.
如果你今天要学习做一个很精密的一个仪器的话，你要师父教你的。
If you want to learn to make a gadget today, you need a teacher.
而神就给我们这样一个师父。
And God has given us such teacher.
这叫做保惠师。
That is the comforter.
也就是真理的圣灵。
And that is the spirit of truth.
为了要让这个新约成就在我们的身上。
In order that this new covenant may be accomplished in us.
神就把圣灵赐给我们。
God has given us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要把这个新约的这个应许成就在我们每一个人的身上。
And the Holy Spirit will accomplish the pledge of all these new covenant in us.
因此当我们如果能够来接受这个圣灵的引导。
If we're able to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
接受圣灵做我们生活上的那个师父。
And to ask him to be our teachers in our daily life.
那我们就能够顺跟着他来承受这个产业。
Then we're able to follow him and to take possession of our inheritance.
所以主耶稣就告诉我们了。
And so Jesus tells us.
在约翰福音十六章十三节里面。
In John 16 verse 13.
他说圣灵来呢，他要把我们带进一切的真理。
He said the spirit of truth comes and he will guide you into all truth.
弟兄姊妹，那个知道和进入的差别在哪里？
But sister, what is the difference between knowing and entering?
我们很多事情我们都知道。
We know of many things.
但是很多事情我们没有进入。
But we're unable to enter into many things.
如果我们没有这个师父的话，
If we do not have a teacher,
我们就一直停留在知道的里面。
We will only remain in knowing.
我们不知道什么叫进入。
We don't know what does it mean to entering.
我举一个例子哈。
Let me give you an example.
帮助我们大家了解。
Maybe this will help us to understand.
以弗所书告诉我们，你们要弃绝谎言。
Ephesians tells us that do not speak lies.
我想这个是我们每一个人都知道。
This is something we all know.
但是你进入了没有？
But have you entered in?
那你说有什么差别？我知道跟我进入到底有什么差别？
You say, what is the difference between that? Whether I know and not entering?
如果我们只是知道这个真理的话，
If we only know about this truth,
等到有一天我们碰到一个情形，
One day we will encounter a situation,
我们到底会不会说谎？
Then are you going to speak lies?
连我们自己都不知道。
You don't even know it for yourself.
要看当时的情形。
It will be determined according to the situation.
我们现在是不想说谎的。
Now you don't want to speak lies.
在当时的情形怎么样，我就不知道了。
But when you are in a situation, we do not know how you will react.
由不得我的。
It is not up to you.
那你就没有进入。
That means you have not yet entered.
如果你进入了这个真理。
If you have entered into this truth.
就是你想说谎你都说不出来的。
Even if you want to lie, you're unable to lie.
我们小的时候我们家住在乡下的里面。
When I was young, we lived in the countryside.
我们家附近有一条河的。
There was a river nearby.
常常要淹水。
And it will often flood.
那淹水呢是家常便饭，一年淹个两三次呢是很平常的事。
And it's very common that it will flood two or three times a year.
有一年呢那个淹水呢淹得很少呢，就淹到家门口的门槛呢就没有进来，就退下去了。
And once the river overflowed and the water came up to just to the door threshold.
但是我们那个村子的村长是一个人蛮好的人。
But our the village leader, he is a very good man.
他觉得这些村子的人呢生活都很苦哈。那这次台风来了，既然没有淹水呢，但是我们最好报告上级说每家都淹水了。
And he was nice to all the villagers. He said, since the villagers are all very poor, after the hurricane comes, maybe we will report to the official that everyone's house is flooded.
那这样我们就能够从上面政府得到一点补助嘛。
And this way, the government will probably give us some help.
所以他叫每一家说，每一家都要告诉那个都要说家里涨水一尺半。
So he told every household that live in the village, says, you need to report that your house is flooded a foot and a half.
啊，所以每家都公布了，每一家都要填，我们淹水一尺半。
Every household has to fill out a form, says, our house was flooded for about a foot and a half.
因为不可能有一家没有淹水，其他家淹水，对吧？
Because it is impossible for one house to escape the flood and the rest is all flooded.
而且呢，我们家住的最靠近河边。
And our house was the closest to that river.
如果我们家没淹水的话，别家不可能淹水的。
If our house wasn't flooded, then everybody else will not be flooded.
但是呢，我妈不肯填。
But my mom refused.
我妈妈信主了嘛。
Because she's a Christian.
就是我们家没淹水啊。
She says our house was not flooded.
没淹水怎么能写一尺半呢？
Our house was not flooded. How can I write a false report?
哇，这整个村子啊。都翻腾起来了。
And the whole village was in uproar.
因为是跟大家的钱有关系。
Because it matters to everyone's monetary needs.
有些说啊，这个耶稣也是让我们得好处的啦。
He says Jesus also wants what's best for us.
耶稣也是让我们这些穷的人能够得到一点好处的嘛。
Jesus also wants the poor to receive some benefits.
信耶稣也不能这样子啊。
You cannot just believe in Jesus like that.
村长啊，干事啊，邻居啊，都到我们家来讲。
All the leaders and the neighbors of the village came to our house.
那有讽刺的，也有咒骂的。
And some mocked at us, some cursed at us.
我妈说不能写啊。
But my mom said, no, I cannot write such a report.
不能写啊。
I can't.
我妈说我祷告半天，那个水没有涨进来啊。
My mom said, I prayed very hard, but the flood water did not came into the house.
那主题祷告水没有涨进来，你现在写一尺半。
And God heard my prayers of not flooding my house. Now you want me to lie that we have water up to a foot and a half.
这叫做进入真理啊。
That's what it means to enter into the truth.
不能撒谎。
You're unable to lie.
撒不出来的。
You're unable to
写不下去的。
Speak falsehood. You're unable to write down the falsehood.
无论人用什么样的压力来，就是写不下去。
No matter how men pressure you, you're still unable to lie.
这叫做进入真理啊。
That is what it means to enter into the truth.
所以我们那个邻居他是一个信佛教的。
My neighbor was a Buddhist.
后来他就跟我妈妈说，他说你是一个真正信耶稣的人。
Later on he told my mother, you are a true Christian.
因为我们村子里面还有好多信耶稣的人啊。
Because there were other Christians in our village.
大家都写一尺半了。
They all wrote down, flood water came in a foot and a half.
这叫做知道，但是没有进入啊。
That is what it means to know, yet you have not entered.
弟兄姊妹，我们要进入那个真理。
Brother and sister, we must enter into the
知道那个真理是没有用的。
It is not enough just to know.
我们要进入那个真理。
We must enter into the truth.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他说，当那个圣灵进到我们的里面以后呢，我们就活过来了。
He says, "I will put my spirit in you, and you will live."
我们这个人的常常啊，里面呢不活的。
And for us, there it's very often time that we're not alive in us.
如果我们里面不活的话呢，这个神的道对我们来讲呢， 是一个我们行不出来的。
If there's no life in us, then we're unable to do the word of God.
如果我们要来行神的道的话，
If we want to do the work of God,
我们里面一定要活的。
Then we must have a life spirit.
今天我们走在这样的一个污秽的世界的里面。
Today we walk in such filthy world.
这个世界是越来越污秽了。
The world will become filthier.
我们这个人呢，走在这个世界上，怎么能够保持我们的圣洁呢？
And as we walk into this in this world, how can we keep ourselves pure?
我们感谢神啊，神把圣灵摆在我们的里面。
We thank the Lord for He has put His Spirit in us.
这个圣灵摆在我们的心里面，让我们就活。
And this spirit that was put in us will cause us to be alive.
而这个我们里面的这个活呢，能够保持我们的圣洁。
And this liveness in us will keep us pure.
大家是不是觉得很奇怪？
Do you find it very strange?
你有没有这样想过？原来我里面的活跟我的圣洁有关系。
There is something about my liveness and purity.
这不是我发明的。
This is not something I invented.
这是记载在罗马书十五章十六节里面说，因着圣灵成为圣洁。
But it was recorded in Romans 15:16, and that we are sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
我们不能靠自己来成圣的。
We cannot sanctify ourselves.
如果我们靠着自己想成为圣洁，我们就是用肉身去成全了。
If we sanctify by ourselves, then we are accomplish the work through our flesh.
那保罗就要责备我们了。
Then Paul will rebuke us.
保罗说：“你由圣灵入门，怎么能够靠肉身来成全呢？”
And Paul says that you have come in through the Holy Spirit. How can you accomplish it?
因此，在圣洁这件上，圣洁这件事情上，我们不能靠肉身来成全的。
In the matter of holiness, we cannot accomplish it through flesh.
靠肉身来成全，只会带给我们痛苦。
And because that will only bring pain to us.
那怎么样能够靠着这个圣灵成为圣洁呢？
How can we be sanctified by the Holy Spirit?
我举个例子来讲。
Let me give you an example.
弟兄姊妹也常常吃鱼，对吗？
Many of you often eat fish.
那你们有没有吃海中的鱼？
Have you eaten fish from the sea?
像周弟兄常去钓鱼，他都钓海中的鱼。
Like our brother Chow often go fishing, he goes to the ocean to fish.
我也吃过他钓的鱼。
I've also eaten the fish that he has caught.
那我问你一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
这海水是咸的，对吗？
And the ocean water is salty, right?
这个鱼在水里面游了好多日子。
And the fish has been in the water for many, many days.
所以你这个鱼买来以后呢，应该不需要加盐了，对不对？
So when you purchase the fish, you don't need to add salt when you cook it, right?
反正它就煮一煮就好了，就可以吃，因为它一定咸的嘛。
All you had to do is just to wash, cook it, and then you're able to eat because it should be salty.
那你烧鱼加不加盐呢？
So let me ask you, when you cook fish, do you add salt?
你还加盐呢？
You still add salt.
你为什么加盐呢？
Why do you add salt?
那个海鱼是一点都不咸的。
Because the fish is not salty.
为什么它在水里面游一天到晚游来游去，它里面不咸呢？
Why is it the fish lives in the salty water yet it is not salty?
你如果把那个鱼拿回家，
If you take the fish home,
你弄一个小桶子放一堆盐下去。
If you take a fish home and put them in a bucket of water,
放一点水下去。
You put some water in.
你把那个死的鱼泡在里面。
And you soak the dead fish in salty water.
泡个三天三夜。
You soak it for 3 days, 3 nights.
拿起来吃，你看那个鱼咸不咸？
And then you pick it up, and is the fish salty?
那个盐就很咸呐。
The fish will be very salty.
为什么这个鱼活在那个海里面呢？活了这么久，它不咸呢？
But why is it when the fish lives in the water, it's not salty?
因为它是活的。
Because it is alive.
我们里面是活着就不咸。
If we are alive within, then we are not going to be salty.
耶稣基督的生命在我们里面是活着的话，就没有人能够玷污我们。
If the life of Jesus Christ is alive in you, then no one can defile us.
反过来，如果神的生命在我们里面不活，
On the other hand, if His life is not alive within,
死死的，
it's dead.
那我们走在这个世界上，一天到晚都沾染很多很多咸的东西。
Then as we walk in this world, we will touch and be affected with all the salty things.
所以神啊，把那个灵赐给我们。
So God has given us the Spirit.
就让我们活。
Cause us to be alive.
我们里面活啊，我们里面就不会沾染污秽。
If we are alive within, then we will not touch all the salty things.
这个世界呢，就像那个海一样。
This world is like the ocean.
充满了污秽啊。
It's filled with filthiness.
所以我们当中有一些年轻人马上就要上大学了。
We have some young people that will go to college very soon.
这个世界是很污秽的。
The world is full of filthy things.
所以当你们离开家以后。
So when you leave home.
你们到了这样的一个世界。
You enter into such a world.
谁能够保证你们的圣洁呢？
Who can guarantee that you will remain pure?
没有一个人能够保证你们的圣洁。
No one can guarantee your purity.
只有你里面的良善能够 保证你的圣洁。
Only the goodness in your heart can keep you pure.
当圣灵在我们里面。
When the Holy Spirit is within us,
就让我们不犯罪。
It will cause us not to sin.
圣灵在我们里面。
When the Holy Spirit is in us,
就像那个活的鱼在海里面。
It is like the fish.The living fish in the ocean.
不会让我们沾染污秽。
You will not touch the filthy things.
这个圣灵就是新约的一个保证。
And this Holy Spirit is the pledge for the new covenant.
这是新约与旧约的一个大的差别。
And this is the greatest difference between the new covenant and the old covenant.
一方面我们有基督的宝血。
On one hand, we have the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
一方面我们有圣灵。做凭据啊。
On the other hand, we also have the Holy Spirit as our pledge.
因此我们在神的里面呢，我们有这样的一个把握，这个新约是会成就的。
And so in Jesus Christ, we have this assurance that the new covenant will work in us.
一定要成就在我们每一个人的身上。
It will work in each one of us.
希伯来书特别说从大的到小的。
The Hebrews especially tells us that it will be from the least to the greatest among you.
你看那个刚生出来的那个小鱼
You look at the small fish that was just born
它也不会咸的
It would not be salty
虽然它是刚生出来的
Even though it was a newborn fish
但是因为它有那个鱼的生命
But because it has the life of a fish
因此它在海里面也可以游来游去也不会咸的
And so the little fish are able to swim around in the ocean and not be salty
因此我们做父母的要有这样的一个信心
And for the parents, we need to have such faith
我们教导孩子要把那个良善要 为他们祷告让良善能够进入他们的里面
As we teach our children we need to teach them and place that goodness in them
当神的良善进到我们里面的话
If God's goodness was placed in us
就让我们成为圣洁
We will become holy
那我们怎么样来跟随我们的这个救恩的元帅呢
So how do we followThe captain of our salvation.
既然神把他赐给我们，做我们的师父。
Since God has given him to us as our teacher.
那我们在我们的生活里面要怎么样来跟随这个救恩的元帅呢
Then in our everyday life, how do we follow this captain of our salvation?
我想有两个方面，我们说两个方面。
I think there's two areas.
头一个方面是讲到圣灵的启示。
And the first area is concerned.About the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
另外一个方面是讲到圣灵的一个教训。
And the other is on the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做启示呢
？What is revelation?
启示就是神把他的心意告诉我们。
Revelation means God has disclosed His heart's desire to us.
什么是教训呢
？What is teaching?
教训就是让我们能够走在神的心意的当中。
Teaching is to help us to walk in His heart's desire.
比方说呢。神告诉保罗说他要到外邦人中去传福音，这是一个启示。
For example, Paul, God told Paul to preach the gospel among the Gentile. That is a revelation.
所以神，保罗知道这是神在他身上的一个心意。
And so Paul knows that is God's heart's desire in him.
但是神，要他去马其顿，不让他去那个亚皮尼，皮推尼。
But God wants him to go to Macedonia.
那这个呢是神的一个教训
And that is a teaching of God
比如说那个西缅
For example, the Simeon
在耶稣降生的时候有一个人叫西缅
When Jesus was born, there was an old man named Simeon
神呢就启示他说在他未死以前他要看见弥赛亚
And God has revealed to him that he will see the Messiah before he dies
所以这是一个启示
That is a revelation
但是那一天当主耶稣的母亲带着主耶稣进圣殿的时候那个圣灵感动西缅也进圣殿
But that particular day when the Holy Spirit led Mary into the Holy Temple with the infant Jesus he also prompted Simeon to enter into the temple.
那是一个教训。
That is a teaching.
所以是有这是两方面的。
So we can see that there's these two areas.
因此我们在跟随这个旧约的元帅的时候，我们也要注意这两方面的事。
As we follow the captain of our salvation, we also need to pay attention to these two areas.
一方面是重视圣灵给我们的启示。
On one hand, we need to know of the Holy Spirit's revelation.
一方面我们要来顺从那恩膏在我们里面的教训。
On the other hand, we need to obey the teaching of the anointing.
好，我们先来思考一下什么是那个圣灵的启示。
Let's consider first, what is the revelation of the Holy Spirit?
我们讲到启示，我们很多人都觉得离我们很遥远。
When we talk about revelation, we find that this is a topic distant from us.
哎呀，这个启示，这个是对保罗说的。
Revelation is something for Paul.
那对我来讲呢，这个启示太遥远了。
But for me, it's too far away.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们换一个话来讲。
Francisco, let's change the wording.
这个启示呢，就是那个羊能够听到牧人的声音啊。
If revelation means the sheep is able to hear the voice of the shepherd,
这叫做圣灵的启示。
That is what the revelation means.
所以是属于每一个人的。
And that belongs to everyone.
不是为了少数人的。
It is not just prepared for the few.
你看在，你有没有读过启示录啊？
If you read the book of Revelation,
在启示录里面是不是常常说有耳的就要听啊？
In the book of Revelation, I often repeat the phrase, "Let those who has ears to hear."
所以启示就是我们能够听见神的声音。
So Revelation means we're able to hear God's voice.
如果我们能听神的声音，我们就能得启示。
If we're able to hear God's voice, we can receive His revelation.
我们不能听神的声音，我们就得不到启示。
If we're unable to hear God's voice, then we cannot receive His revelation.
主耶稣告诉我们，我们都是他的羊，羊是能够听到主人的声音的。
Jesus told us that we are all His sheep, and the sheep can hear the Master's voice.
但是有时候我们有一个问题啊。
Now we have another problem.
就是我们听了，但是听不懂啊。
We can hear, but we don't understand.
不是主不跟我们说话。
It is not that the Lord will not speak to us.
是主说话，我们也听不懂啊。
It's when the Lord speaks to us, we do not understand.
为什么我们听不懂呢？
Why is it that we don't understand?
比如说今天我们当中如果有一个广东人的话。
For example, if we have a Cantonese sitting among us.
哎，这广东人跟我说话呢，我就听不懂啊。
And if he speaks Cantonese to me, I don't understand.
我听是听到了，但是没听懂啊。
I heard the voice, but I cannot understand.
因为他讲广东话。
Because he's speaking Cantonese.
所以这个听呢，你不但要能够听到他的那个频率呢，你还要知道他讲什么。
So not only you need to hear the pitch of the sound, you also need to know what it's saying.
当神的声音讲话的时候，他有一个语言的。
When God speaks to us, He also has His language.
神讲话用什么语言呢？
What kind of language does God use?
神讲话乃是按照圣经来讲的。
God only speaks according to the Bible.
神讲话完全是在这个圣经的里面。
God's words are all contained in the Bible.
如果我们不读圣经的话，
If you do not read the Bible,
就是神跟我们讲话我们都听不懂啊。
Even if God speaks to you, you do not understand.
所以今天我们为什么要读圣经啊？
That is why we need to read the Bible.
我们读圣经不是为了去讲给别人听啊。
We don't read the Bible so that we can teach others about it.
我们很多的时候我们读圣经是为了去讲给人家听。
Many times we read the Bible so that we can teach others.
读圣经不是为了讲给人家听。
But that's not the purpose.
读圣经的原因是为了我们要能够听得懂主对我们所讲的话。
The reason we read Bible is so that we will be able to understand when God speaks to us.
因为主的语言就是圣经。
Because God's language is the Bible.
在这个圣经以外主不说什么话。
Outside of this Bible, the Lord will not speak anything.
所以你我如果不读主的话，
So if you and I do not read the Bible,
就是主在你的耳朵旁边天天讲话你都听不懂。
Even if the Lord speaks beside your ear daily, you still would not be able to understand.
因此我们要读主的话。
That's why we need to read His word.
我们要了解主的语言。
We need to understand His language.
所以有一天主在我们的耳朵后面对我们说话的时候，我们知道主在讲什么。
One day when the Lord speaks to your ear, you will be able to understand Him.
弟兄姊妹，当主在我们的旁边讲话，我们能够听懂的时候。
Friend, sister, when the Lord speaks to you and you are able to understand Him,
我们这个人整个就要改变了。
Then we will be totally changed.
我们这个人的生活就要改变了。
Our life will be changed.
我们的眼光就要改变了。
Our vision will be changed.
这里面哥林多前书说，属灵的人能够看透万事。
And 1 Corinthians tells us that the spiritual man can discern all things.
今天我们的难处就是我们看不透万事。
Today our problem is that we're unable to discern.
你承不承认我们看不透万事？
Do you admit that you're unable to discern?
我们很多的事情我们就是看不透的。
Many things we're unable to appraise.
保罗说：“我看万事如粪土。”
Paul says, "I see all things as dung."
我们怎么看就不像粪土。
But when we look at it, it doesn't look like dung to us.
保罗是粪土。
Paul said, "This is dung."
我们看不像。
But we look at it, we say it doesn't look like dung.
看不透嘛。
It's because we're unable to discern.
要圣灵在我们中间，在我们中间一讲话。
We need the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
我们就看透了。
Then we will be able to discern.
我们就发现了真是粪土啊。
We will discover truly this is done.
讲没有用的。
It is useless just to say it.
因为你看不透嘛。
Because you are unable to discern.
所以我们需要主借着圣灵在我们里面对我们说。
We need the Lord to speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
在我面前一下都变成粪土了。
Then in one moment, everything will turn to dust.
这是何等大的一个恩典！
This is such a great grace.
这是我们心里面所求的一件事。
And this is something that we desire in our heart.
也是一个极大的一个释放。
It is also a great liberation.
当神的话说在我们里面的时候，圣经说呢，像一把剑一样。
When the word of God is spoken into our heart, the Bible tells us it is like a sword.
像那个两刃的利剑。
A sword with two sharp edges.
这个剑呢，能够把灵和魂都能够分开。
And it would be able to divide the soul and the spirit.
今天我们跟随主的时候，很多时候我们分不清楚是灵呢还是魂呢。
Today, as we follow the Lord, it is so hard for us to discern whether it is the spirit or of the soul.
我们分不开什么是暂时，什么是永远呢。
We are unable to discern whether this is temporal or eternal.
我们真是分不开啊。
We're unable to do it.
就是因为我们分不开的缘故。
And because we are unable to discern,
我们就花很多时间在暂时的事情上。
We spend a lot of time in the temporal things.
我们花很少的时间在永恒的事情上。
And we spend very little time in the things that is eternal.
也不是我们故意的。
It is not that we want to do it.
因为我们分不开。
It's because we're unable to divide.
不是我们头脑分不开。
It's not that our mind is unable to
divide. 我们的心灵里面分不开。
Our heart is unable to divide.
这需要神借着圣灵把那话说在我们的心里面。
We need God to speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
我们分不开那些卑贱的事，从那些和尊贵的事。
We're unable to discern those lowly things from the honorable.
因此，我们在主的面前，你要有这样的一个渴慕。
We want to have such desire before the Lord.
就是让圣灵把我们所知道神的话重新再说在我们的心里。
That the Holy Spirit will speak to us all the words that we know already.
把这些我们所分不开的事情替我们分开了。
And to divide all the things that we're unable to divide.
这事情一分开以后，我们的道路就清楚了。
Once everything is divided, then our way will be
clear. 为什么我们的道路这么迷茫呢？
Why is it our way is so confusing?
因为分不开啊。
It's because we're unable to divide.
因此我们要求圣灵来启示我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us.
这是叫讲到启示的方面。
And this is concerning revelation.
我们下面再讲到关于恩膏的教训。
Now we will talk about the teaching of the anointing.
什么叫做恩膏的教训？
What is the teaching of the anointing?
这很简单，恩膏的教训就是有一个声音在你的后面告诉你，这个是正路。
Very simply, the teaching of the anointing means there's a voice behind you saying, this is the way.
这个声音在你的后面，不是你爸爸、你妈妈的声音。
This voice is not the voice of your father or your mother.
那个不是我所讲的。
That is not what I refer to.
这个声音在你的后面呢，是那个神的声音。
This voice behind you is God's voice.
是神在我们后面来用一个很小的声音来告诉我们说，这个是正路。
And God uses a small voice that speaks to you, this is the way.
我们在做事情，我们在做选择的时候，要学习听那个小的声音。
When we are doing things, when we're making decisions, we need to learn to hear that small voice.
但是我们有一个难处。
Again, we have difficulties.
但是我们有一个难处，我们听不到那个声音。
Our difficulties, we're unable to hear that voice.
如果我们今天听音乐，我们听不到的话，我们就把那个声量开大一点嘛，哈。
If today you're listening to music, you can't hear it, you just turn up the volume.
但是我们听神的声音是不能这样听的。
But you cannot listen to God's voice this way.
那你怎么办呢？
What do you do?
如果今天如果你要听乐，但是不准你把那个音量搞大。
Today, if you are listening to music and you are not allowed to turn up the volume, what do you do? What do you do?
在我家里的时候，有时候我要接电话。
At home, sometimes I need to pick up a call.
小孩子在练钢琴。
And the children are practicing their piano.
我听不见人的讲话的声音啊。
And I cannot hear the other person's voice.
那我就要跑到房间里面。
Then I need to run into the bedroom.
跑到那个 closet 里面，把那个 closet 门关起来。
I even had to run into the closet and close the closet door.
然后呢，我就可以听到那个声音。
Then I can hear the voice on the other side of the phone.
听神的声音也是这样啊。
That's how we listen to God's voice too.
我们要安静下来。
We need to quiet down.
我们要找一个地方是别的声音我们听不到的。
We need to find a place that there will be no other voices.
然后呢，神的声音你就可以听到。
Then you'll be able to hear God's voice.
我觉得这是其实一个很难学的功课。
I find that this is actually a very difficult lesson.
我一直到十八岁我才知道什么叫安静。
Only when I lived until 18 years old, then I know what is quietness.
十八岁的时候，我们就去一个地方叫成功岭。
When I was 18, we visited a place.
叫 Successful Hill.
Peak.
那个地方呢
peak of success.
所有的这个男孩子都要送去受训六个月六个礼拜。
And all the male child has to be sent there for training of 6 months.
受比较严格的军事训练。
Military trainings.
那有一个训练就是啊，半夜还把你叫起来。
And one of the training is that they will wake you up at the middle of the night.
我们每一个人的头呢都是朝里面的，所以呢，他叫你的时候就是抠你的脚。
Because we sleep with our head face towards inside, so when they try to wake you up, they will tickle your feet.
那是最恨恶的一个感觉，就是人抠你的脚半夜的时候把你叫醒。
That's the most awful feeling that when you're in deep sleep, someone try to tickle your feet.
然后呢，你要一个人跑那边去站卫兵站一个小时。
And then you have to run out to the field and stand there on guard for an hour.
那我就发现呢，原来晚上有很多声音可以听了。
And I discovered that there's a lot of night sound.
你从来不知道晚上有什么声音可以听哈。
You never discovered there were any sounds at night.
如果你晚上站在那里，什么人都没有，你自己也不说话，你发现很多很多的声音可以听到。
But if you're standing there all by yourself in the middle of night, there's no one speaking to you, you will discover that there are many sounds.
非常非常多的声音你可以听到。
Many sounds around you.
所以今天我们听不到神的声音啊。
So today we're unable to hear God's voice.
因为我们人不安静。
Because we have not quieted down our hearts.
我们的声音太多太多了。
We have so many other voices around us.
如果要学习，要听神的声音，要像大卫一样，他说：“我等候神。”
If you want to hear God's voice, you need to learn from David, who says, "I wait for the Lord."
有的时候我们呢，不真的是不会听神的声音啊。
Many times we don't know how to listen for His voice.
那神还会还是会怜悯我们。
But God will still have mercy on us.
他就会在我们的里面呢担忧
，and he will grieve within us。
这件事情也很重要。
He said this is a very important matter。
那这实在是因为神怜悯我们，不会听他的声音。
It's because he has mercy on us that we don't know how to listen to his voice。
所以就在我们的里面呢担忧
，and so he grieved in our hearts。
让我们有那个感觉。
He gave us a feeling。
我第一次学到这个功课是1982年的时候。
I learned this lesson first in 1982.
1982年的时候，我刚拿到绿卡。
1982, I first received my green card.
那时候感觉自己自由了。
And I thought, well, I am free now.
我说呢，我这个时候呢，要去哪里工作，我就去哪里工作啊。
Now I can go to work at any place I want to work.
我就发了一些履历啊，就到全美各地。
I sent out resume throughout the entire United States.
然后呢，就坐飞机东飞西飞，很高兴。
And I will fly to different parts of the United States.
后来呢，我就飞到一个地方呢，叫波特兰。
And then I came to a place called Portland.
啊，我觉得那个地方真好啊。
And I said, this is a good place.
这个绿油油的啊。
It's so green over there.
那个气候呢，环境呢，都很好啊。
The weather, the environment, everything was very good.
很干净。
Very clean place.
哎，就他们呢，要给我一个工作。
And they also want to give me an offer.
那真的非常好啊。
I thought this is great.
我也没有房子那个时候。
At that time, I don't have a house.
那个时候我太太也没有工作。
My wife also did not have a job at that time.
我在休斯顿也没有亲戚，也没有朋友。
I don't have any relatives or friends in Houston.
只认识一些弟兄姊妹。
I just know some brothers and sisters.
所以没有理由不走啊。
So there's no reason I must stay in Houston.
对不对？你觉得对不对？
Isn't that right?
是不是该走了？
Probably I should have left.
所以我说这个该走了。
I said now I need to leave.
但是呢，我每次要想要去的时候呢，就觉得里面呢就很忧愁。
But every time I want to take the offer in Portland, my heart was grieved.
我不知道为什么。
I don't know why.
就是人很忧愁。
I just have such grief in my heart.
每一样事情呢？都是顺利的，都是可以去的。
Every aspects points me to take that offer in Portland.
但是里面呢就很忧愁。
Yet my heart was sorrowful.
没办法解释。
I cannot explain it.
我甚至打电话去Oregon 说我不去的时候，我都讲不出原因来。
Even when I called Portland and said I am not taking the offer, I can't even give them an excuse.
他说你为什么不来？
They say why can't you come?
是不是薪水要加一点？
Do you want more money?
还是什么？
Or what is it?
我讲不出来。
I could not give an explanation.
我就是不能去。
I just can't go.
一直到后来我才知道，那个实在是一个圣灵的一个禁止。
Later, I know that it was the work of the Holy Spirit.
后来我读圣经的时候，我读到保罗说圣灵禁止他在亚细亚讲道的时候，我说哎，我知道那个感觉。
And later on, I read in the Bible, it says the Holy Spirit prevented Paul to preach in Asia Minor. Then I knew that feeling.
当时我是一点都不知道。
But at the moment, I did not understand.
但是呢，那个里面的愁苦我知道。
But I understood the sorrow in my heart.
这是神的一个怜悯。
It is God's mercy.
在我们不知道听他声音的时候。
While we still do not know how to listen to his voice.
他会在我们里面来担忧。
He will grieve in our hearts.
担忧到一个程度，连我们这个人都愁苦起来了。
He will grieve to such an extent that even we feel his sorrow.
所以我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So do not quench the Holy Spirit.
我们不要让圣灵在我们里面这样的忧愁。
Do not allow the Holy Spirit to grieve in your heart.
如果我们要来学习听神的声音。
If we want to learn to listen to the voice of God.
不论那个声音是怎么样。
No matter what kind of voices.
甚至当时你都听不懂。
Even at that moment you don't understand it.
但是你知道圣灵在你的里面担忧。
But you know that the Holy Spirit is grieving within you.
我们不要让他继续担忧下去。
Don't let him continue to grieve.
弟兄姊妹，我常常有的时候，听到弟兄姊妹有这样的交通。
Sometimes I hear such sharing from brothers and sisters.
我怎么知道是圣灵的感动呢，还是我自己的想法呢
？How do I know if this is the moving of the Holy Spirit or my own thoughts?
这句话很能够帮助我们。他说这个恩膏是真的，不是假的。
And this can help us. It says the anointing is true and not a lie.
如果这个是你自己的意思。
If this is of your own will,
我们人是常常改变的。
Then we are often change. We will often change.
你只要等一下。
Just wait a little bit.
就等候在神的面前。
Wait before the Lord.
如果这个是真是你自己的意思。
If this is truly your will,
很快就不见了。
It will disappear very quickly.
很快就改成另外一个意思。
It will change to something else.
如果我们在主的面前等候一下。
But if we wait before the Lord,
如果这个恩膏是真的话。
And if this anointing is true,
它是不会过去的。
It will not let you go.
这个恩膏是真的，不是假的。
This anointing is true and it's not a lie.
如果主在你的里面真是这样的说了。
If God had truly spoken in your heart,
这个感动是不会过去的。
This anointing will not leave you alone.
因此我们要等候神。
Therefore, we need to wait upon the
Lord. 我们在主的面前一学习等候以后，我们就分出来什么是恩膏，什么是我们自己。
As soon as we learn to wait before the Lord, we will be able to differentiate what is of the anointing, what is of ourselves.
我们最大的损失就是我们没有学到等候的功课。
Our greatest loss is when we are unable to wait.
我们就什么事我们就做了。
We will do everything that is placed before us.
我们虽然做了，但是我们没有学到功课。
Even though we have accomplished the work, yet we have not learned the lesson.
我们就不知道什么是恩膏的教训，
then,
什么是我们自己的心意。
Then we don't know what is the teaching of the anointing and what is of our own will.
这是在属灵上是一个极大的一个损失。
And this is a great loss spiritually.
弟兄姊妹，这个恩膏是真的，不是假的。
Brother, sister, the anointing is true. It is not a lie.
的确能够带领我们，能够进到神的心意里面。
And it will lead us into God's heart's desire.
所以我们有这样的一个元帅。
So we have such a captain.
他能够带领我们去承受产业。
Who's able to lead us into taking possession of our
inheritance. 一方面告诉我们他的心意是什么。
On one hand, he would disclose to us his heart's desire.
一方面在我们的背后呢，告诉我们这是正路。
On the other hand, he will speak to behind us and tell us this is the way.
实在，这新约是一个生命的问题。
Truly, the new covenant is a matter of life.
这新约实在是那个良善进到我们的心里。
The new covenant is for the goodness to enter into our hearts.
这个新约实在是有这个圣灵作为我们的凭据。
And this new covenant has the Holy Spirit as our pledge.
它是真的，它不是假的。
It is true and it is not a lie.
如果我们在主的面前愿意这样的来学习，
If we want to learn before the Lord,
我们就发现这个元帅每天都带领我们走。
We discover that this captain will lead us daily.
每天能够给我们有新鲜的启示。
And every day he will give us fresh revelation.
让我们能够看透这些事情。
So that we will be able to discern all things.
能够把事情我们分得清楚。
And because he will divide all things clearly for us.
又在我们的后面来告诉我们这是一个正路。
He will also speak behind us to tell us this is the way.
就是我们错的时候。
Even when we make a mistake,
圣灵会在我们里面担忧。
The Holy Spirit will grieve in our hearts.
就让我们知道这不是正路。
To show us that this is not the right way.
但愿我们在主的面前呢，能够受这样的一个吸引。
May all our hearts be attracted in God.
让我们起来跟随这个救恩的元帅。
Then we may rise up to follow the captain of our salvation.
让神在新约里面所应许的。
So what God has promised in His new covenant
都能够成就在我们的身上
will accomplish in each one of us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
你用血为我们立了这样宝贵的新约。
You have established this new covenant with your precious blood.
主啊，你又把圣灵宝惠师赐给我们。
And you also gave us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
又成为这个新约的一个凭据。
And then the Holy Spirit has become the pledge for this new covenant.
我们实在感谢你，你的救恩是这样的完备。
We truly thank you for your salvation is complete and perfect.
因此我们在你的面前再谦卑的来说，我们愿意做一个有耳可听的人。
Once again, we humble ourselves before you and pray that we want to be those who have ears to hear.
你是好牧人，我们愿意来听你的声音。
You are the good shepherd. We want to hear your voice.
求主常常对我们说话。
May you speak to us often, Lord.
教我们学习来跟随这救恩的元帅。
That we may learn to follow this captain of our salvation.
让你在新约里面的应许都成就在我们身上。
And that all the promises you have in the new covenant will be accomplished in us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.